CB9NN mobile monitoring.
KB9SYU, KB9SYU, N9ORD, over.
N9ORD, N9ORD, KB9SYU, we're on EHT, Bob, getting into the repeater, hopefully. So I see you're connected, and very good, got a good copy on you, back to you.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to have to write some better notes, like a sequence of events, you know, one, two, three, you know, whatever. But I followed it, so the directions were good, and I'm surprised to myself, tell you the truth. But I went there and got it, looked it in there, went in there, and wasn't sure how to get to it, but I tried and assumed, and we got it, and this is good. Wow. And You're up there in Michigan like that. Wow, that's a pretty damn good setup. What a system. Just beautiful. And if any of you gentlemen are listening that have anything to do with this system, I tip my hat to you. Very well done. And thank you for having this available to us. Very nice. Back to you, Ted, N9ORD.
Oh, yeah, I'm just out in the parking lot getting into, I think it's Mackinac City. One of the gentlemen I talked to said that it's up on the tower over there, the state police, I believe. So I think I almost have that line of sight from where I'm at. So anyways, we're on the 5RM, Bob, getting in medium power here in the parking lot. So just... thought we'd give it a test. Really nice repeater network all linked together with multiple digital modes. Yeah, I just thought we'd give it a try with your all-star and me getting into the repeater. So very good. Just thought we'd test it real quick. And nice that they got all the repeaters linked together. I think Sheboygan and some of the other ones are linked, seven of them maybe. I'll send you the... information. I know you've got some of it. But anyways, just thought we'd make a quick contact real quick. So anyways, Bob, I'll get you back on the hub real quick. And we'll say 7-3. So gentlemen, thanks for the use of the repeater, the quick contact here, doing some testing all-star to the repeater. And Bob, I'll say 7-3, and we'll QSY to the hub. N9ORD, KB9SYU will be clear. 7-3, thanks for the use of the repeater.
All right, Ted. We'll do that. We're on our way over to the hub. And gentlemen, thank you for the use of this awesome repeater system. Wow. Very impressive. Thank you very much. N9ORD, Chicagoland, clear.
KATCW Mobile.
Node 5-6-7-7-5-1 connected to node 5-8-3-4-1-0. Node 5-6-7-7-5-7 connected to node 5-8-3-4-1-0.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
KDIX, Kilo Delta 8 Delta Alpha X-ray, Zach from Rainbow Lake monitoring. KDIX, clear of the Northern Michigan Linker Repeater Network and QSY to the Independent Repeater Association for the noon time roundup net. 7-3s, KDIX, clear to the system.
KG8FGW, I'm on portable from Sault Ste. Marie. Good afternoon, sir. How's everything going?
Thank you.
88FJW monitoring. Is there a barf net tonight? Yeah, there's a barf net at 8:30. W8REJ. Thank you. I had the wrong time. Thank you. 88SRQ. Attention all Northwest Michigan hamsters, the BARF, Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, starts in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. W8REJ. Good evening, this is the BARF, Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. W8REJ here, my name is Rob, net control for this evening. Located in Beulah. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around and for Benzie County. We'll do check-ins right now, starting with EchoLink stations, mobile stations, and short-time stations only. Now, if you're one of those, please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Okay, regular check-ins now, please. Come with your call sign and your name slowly, please. Alpha Bravo 9, November, November, John in Beulah.
TB8, SVJ, Bob.
W1AT, Gorilla. Okay, got AB9NN, KB8SDJ, WN8P. Anyone else?
KB8CXI, Mary.
Good evening, Mary. Anyone else?
W8VP.
Okay, good evening, all. The 29th of the month of July. Actually going fast now. I just wish it would cool down enough to where you could actually go out and do something. Let's see what else we got going on here before the end of the month. My wife has to go see her doctor and get a checkup for her surgery she had. And we're going to do a little shopping in Tragic City while we're there, so... That's all that's exciting in our house. So, anyone else that would like to check in before we start the net? Okay, very good. John, AB9NN, take it away and stand by Bob. Hi, good evening to everybody on the BarfNet this evening. Good to hear the check-ins. And yeah, just... hunkering down after a day of mowing mode, 19 holes, 18 plus the putting range makes 19, and got done in good shape today. Got out at 5:30, been starting at 5:30 in the morning for a couple of months now, actually. And boy, it's starting to get dark at 5:30 in the morning, and getting less and less daylight every morning. So pretty soon they'll change the tee times and first tee times for the golf course, and then I'll be able to start a half hour later. But that doesn't happen for, I think, another half of a month yet or so. So, boy, I tell you, that moon this morning at about 5:40, I guess it was, I made a turn on hole 18. I was mowing the apron and made my 180-degree turn and came back and took a look at the western horizon, and that moon was just a full moon, and it was, boy, the darkest red I think I've ever seen a moon in the low sky just on the horizon, and tried to get a picture of it with my cell phone camera, but didn't get a good picture of it, so just didn't publish anything with it, but I wish I had my regular camera. It was just a gorgeous moon. Anyway, that's about it. Got the day off tomorrow and then mow again Friday morning. So with that, over to back to net control from AB9 and then John Imbula.
Very good, John. Yeah, the the government is still playing with the spring forward, fall back thing. They're talking about, I guess it's past the House or something like that. Spring her forward and leave it there. That would just make me just tickle to death, I'll tell you. And as far as mowing, I did my mowing yesterday, and I finished this morning while it was still kind of cool. So that's it for me for probably a couple of weeks, unless it rains. So, all right, Bob, KB8SVJ, and standby Larry.
Good evening, Rob, and everybody else out there in the net tonight. This is KB8SBJ. I am very, very close to finalize a new frequency for this repeater. I've been working on this since April. I'm very, very close. I will, after I get the new frequency, I will make sure, I'll try to make sure everybody knows the new frequency in time, because I don't want somebody wait Wednesday night and on this frequency and not hear anything. I will try to make sure everybody has a chance to make the adjustment. And so with that, if you don't hear repeater on Wednesday or there's dead air, contact me and I'll make sure everybody has it. So, and mowing tomorrow, I will mow my half acre of yard. You know, it's not quite as much mowing as John does, but it's a good size yard, half acre. Beautiful day today. Went to the gun range. We got a couple Subway sandwiches. Went to the Merrill Springs Park in Frankfort. My wife and I sat there, had a little luncheon in the park, and it was just a beautiful day. But this is the 29th of July, but 15th of November is coming soon too. So cherish it while we got it. KBA-SVJ, back to you, Rob.
Okay, Bob, very good. Do you happen to know what the frequency and the offset would be?
Not 100%. I'm working with somebody with the Repeater Council. There's been an offer made for a frequency. There's an offer been made to use it, but it's what I would consider a temporary basis, and I do not want something temporary. I want something permanent that nobody else can come in the future and request it back. So I'm holding off on that. I appreciate the offer that was given. I don't want to mention any names or frequencies or anything like that. I just want to make this a permanent solution to the situation we have where in the future, nobody can come back and say, okay, I want my frequency back. Because that's what we're dealing with now. And I don't want to do that again. So there's a couple possibilities. I should know very soon. And I'll let everybody know. KBA-SVJ.
Okay, Bob, thanks for the information there. That's interesting. This is W8REJ, and this is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. We're moving on down the list here to Larry, WNAP, the voice of Marilla. Take it away and stand by Mary.
Yeah, okay, Rob, W8REJ. And the group, this is WNAP, Larry. Yes, the voice of Marilla. I don't know what all the hullabaloo is about the clocks being set ahead an hour or whatever. You know, there's two countries that set their clocks to the half hour, and that I'm aware of, and one is Iran, and the other is Pakistan. And that would take care of those that want to set the clock ahead an hour, you know, for daylight in the evening, and for the others that want the hour in the morning, this would be a compromise, you know, half and half. What better condition can you have than that? So, and I got an email from DX Engineering, this WIMO outfit that has the INNOV antennas on my 6-meter beam. They want pictures. So I took several pictures, and I tried to attach them to an email back to DX Engineering, and it said it too big, too many, too much. So I picked three pictures and sent them one at a time. And so far, that's it. Okay, W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, very good. Yeah, and I had the same talk with my brother when I was up in Arizona. And the two countries are India and Afghanistan that do it on the half hour. So there you go. that's about all I'm fit to know today anyway. So, all right, we'll do, let's see, yeah, we got Mary coming up, and then we'll do a standby. KD8BXI, Mary, take it away.
Good evening, all. This is Mary, KDA-CSI. Yeah, I had all intentions of meeting everybody on our bus breakfast, and something came up, and I didn't get there. So I'm glad it was right here tonight to say hello to everybody. Yeah, speaking of yard work, I've, during the last week here, I put in about 10 hours worth of trimming trees and shrubs and things that were trying to intertwine with my fence. So that was lots of fun. I even broke one of my lobbers, whatever you call those tinctures that you get the bigger branches off. And so I had to get a new one today. And I was real happy and pleased that my hearing is quite good, because when I was out there, I kept hearing it buzzing. I thought, well, that doesn't sound like bees. And I looked up, and there was a big hornet's nest above my head. So I left my tools and backed up and let the little critters settle down a little bit. And then once they made it back to their little hive, I went back and picked up my tools and kept going on my job. But, yeah, hopefully things will stay nice and cool. I'm planning to go visit some family. We've got a rival shower to go to, so it's going to be busy. But hopefully the weather will be nice for the bear, and hopefully we won't get storms. He doesn't like them. So with that, I'll send it back to you, Rob. This is Mary, KDA-CXI.
Okay, Mary, very good. Yeah, thanks for checking in this evening. You sound way better than you did last time you checked in. It was really scratchy. So, anyway, yeah, we've got yard work to do here also, but with the water bill now being over $500 every quarter, my lawn does not get watered. It looks like crap, but the weeds are green, and we're going to leave it that way, I guess. I don't know what else to do. I can't water it, so. All righty. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, W8REJ here. And if there's somebody that would like to join our net before we go back to the top, come now or forever hold your peace. KFAKK. Okay, recognize John with an H. Anyone else?
K8FGW.
Okay, is that Kilo Delta 8?
Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey.
Okay, got it that time. Enter your name.
Name here's Brad.
Okay, Brad, we've got you. Anyone else would like to join before we go back for the top of the list? Okay, John, KF8KK, take it away and stand by Brad.
Well, hello, guys. KF8KK here. Sorry I'm late, but I guess better late than ever. I looked up and, oh my gosh, look at the clock. So what can I say? Good to see those that I saw there on Sunday, Saturday at the Barf breakfast. And I hope you're all enjoying a nice summer weather. I spent part of the day today working on my 76 Pinto wagon. I got the V6. And I believe that the rebuilt distributor that I got a number of years ago and I rebuilt the engine was probably the wrong one. And that was somewhat confirmed today. Because I had all sorts of trouble with ignition timing over the years, and I'm finally trying to square root that properly. And what a job! A terrible job getting it out, and even worse getting it in.
Because
with the bolt that holds the distributor down, it's almost entirely accessible. I guess if my fingers were twice as long and half as thick.
Five,
I might have a better
eight,
shot, but
three, four,
it's one of those things
one,
where you can't see
zero.
It. You got to shine a flashlight in just the right spot, and then you can see what you're working on. And maybe you get lucky and it just sort of grabs the thread, as I did after about an hour of trying to get it to go. So anybody that says old cars are easy to work on, maybe not all of them. Back to you, KF8KK.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I've heard rumors. I don't know how true it is, but there's been a few cars where you actually had to pull the engine to change the plugs. So, like I said, just rumor. I don't know if it's true. I'm not a car guy. So, all right, KE8FJW, take it away, Brad.
Good evening, everyone. This is KE8FJW, Brad. We up here in the Sioux. Hey, it was a beautiful day up here, that's for sure. I don't think it reached probably just about 80, then it cooled right back down. So I think we're mid-70s, so which is perfect. So other than that, we did morning yard work for a friend there, and afternoon kind of spent relaxing, so that was nice. This evening, about the same. So other than that, I think we're just about to might hit another net here and probably go to bed. So another busy day tomorrow. With that, let's say 73. Thanks for being out there, KE8FJW.
Thanks for checking in, Brad. Really, we like having new people here, and I think you've checked in a couple of times, but I really don't keep records anymore. So, okay, let's see. This is the Barf Benzi Amateur Radio Friends event. Is there anyone that would like to join us before we go back to the top for the second go-round? Come now with your call and your name slowly.
Net Control, this is Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie. Name is Mike.
Okay, Mike is recognized. Anyone else? Okay, Mike, utter a couple of syllables, and then we'll take her back to the top.
Okay, well, I did something yesterday that I haven't done in a long time. I had a snack at Wendy's. Of course, Wendy's, I go there all the time. But not Windsor, Ontario. I had a chance and took it to drive across the Gordie Howe Bridge. And it was kind of unique. On the Canadian side, they were all nice and happy and cheery. Gave me I would consider it to be a QSL card for this special event. Paid the $6 and something cents, went to have my Wendy's, came back across, and the American side wasn't as friendly, let's just say. Almost got in trouble because I bought something at Wendy's. So, other than that, I have a 60-second timeout on this radio, which I have to fix. The other thing, I don't know, was it John talking about fixing his Pinto? I just looked under the hood of my police interceptor sedan. I could change the plugs on the front side closest to the radiator, but the back side you have to take the engine apart to get to it. I know the Explorer I had, the blue state police one, I had to jump up on top of the engine and blindly replace the spark plugs. But this one, no way. So with that, I'll pass it back to Net Control before the radio times out. WAVPC.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, I know a lot about cruisers. So, and that's from the front seat. All right. Okay, we're going to go back to the top now here. 89NN, John without an H, take it away. Stand by, Bob.
Okay, 89NN, returning to the BarfNet. And, yeah, I was spending some time today getting into the Allegheny County Aries Races repeater in Wisconsin, in Appleton, and chatting with a couple of people that were involved in severe storm spotting for the tornado event that they had over there, and watched a video that my son posted. He was over working in Menasha during the event, and I had a pretty good video of the storm as it was coming in and developing. So pretty dramatic frames that he had posted. So anyway, thoughts go out to those guys. I spent 4 years as the emergency coordinator for Allegheny County Aries Races, and boy, we had a lot of severe storm nets over there. Spent a lot of time doing Skywarn nets, and much more sedate over here, definitely. So with that, back to Net Control from 89, and then John and Beulah. Have a great week, everybody.
Okay, John, very good. Thanks for the information. And yeah, I've talked to people in Wisconsin occasionally, but my problem right now is that I have five frequencies programmed in, and it's just a scan type thing for me. So I really don't explore much anymore. So. All right, Bob, KB8SDJ, and standby Larry.
Yeah, this goes out to John with an H. Talk about your Pinto wagon.
I used to have a 72 Pinto wagon. That thing was a blast to drive. I used to drive it all the time because it was cheap and it was a lot of fun. I mean, it really was. I loved driving that. But my wife's car was a Pontiac Grand Prix. That thing was 22 feet long, 4,000 pounds. And we were driving along and we got rear-ended by a Pinto. I got out and looked, and the Pinto, the headlight was smashed up to the firewall. The transmission tail shaft is up between it come up through the back seat. And my Pontiac Grand Prix had a broken taillight. I sold my Pinto after that. I did not feel it was very safe. So it was a lot of fun to drive. I think that's all I got for tonight. Everybody have a good evening and a good week. And heat is out there, so if you're outside, just be careful. John, without H, drink lots of water when you're mowing and stuff like that. So that's all I got for tonight. KB8SBJ.
Very good. Thanks for checking in, Bob. And, yeah, I understand the big vehicles I had in a Buick Electra 225. We used to call it the land barge. So that, and I also had a 58 Chevy that was definitely a land barge. That thing was dangerous to drive. It was fun, but it was dangerous. The brakes were crap. So, all right, WNAP Larry and Standby Mary.
Okay, again, Rob, WNREJ, and the group, this is WNAP, Larry. Well, that's interesting about the other two countries setting their clocks to the half hour. I didn't know that. I'll have to, you know what I should do is have Super Grok AI and ask it. If there's more than four countries that set their clock to the half hour. Oh, well. Still waiting for a third outfit to give the estimate for gas furnace and air conditioning. For right now, we just keep the windows open, actually, all day and all night long. Gets a little cool at night. Man, I got up this morning and I think it was 62 degrees Fahrenheit on the thermostat in the living room. So a little bit on the cool side, but of course it warmed up today and it's warm right now. Okay, well, everybody have, yeah, a good week, and it was good seeing everybody Saturday morning at breakfast. I was glad I made it. W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, Larry, very good. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it, and it's good to have you come into the barf breakfast there, and you ought to grab a few of your Hanyak friends over there in Manistee that are hams and drag them along with you to the next barf breakfast. So there you go. All right, Mary, KD8BXI, and standby John with an H.
Hey, good evening again. This is Mary, KD8BXI. I guess I don't really have a whole lot to add to it. But I feel like it's very nice to hear everybody, and nice to hear some other people that I don't really know. So it's nice that we extend out and invite people to join our friendship and our club. So, yeah, hopefully everybody will have a really great week, and temperatures won't be too crazy, so we can get some outside stuff done. Everybody have a great week. 73 all. This is Mary, KD8 EXI, back to net control.
Very good, Mary. Thanks for checking in, and be careful out there because it's supposed to be hot. So take care of yourself. Drink lots of fluid. So, okay, John, KF8KK, and stand by, Brad in the Sioux.
Okay, very good, guys. KF8KK here. Good hearing all of you on. And Mike, Canadian Wendy. You're making me hungry, even though I just had dinner. But yeah, I could imagine you say just the right or just the wrong thing to the customs at the border. Oh my golly! Over the years, I've had a mistake a couple times. You'd almost think they had my picture hanging on the wall like the post office. But my brother, who lives up upstate New York, he scratches his head when I want to drive around to Ohio instead of through Canada. And I just take the extra trip and not bother with the authorities that may or may not want to let me pass. But, yeah, spark plugs that are buried. One thing I'm lucky that Nintendo, I can get all the six spark plugs, not necessarily all of them easily, but you get to all of them. Actually, it's the oil filter that's kind of tough, but I guess you get a routine to that, too. But, yeah, I know certain modern vehicles, some of modern trucks, some fairly routine things. You got to take the cab off the truck. That's kind of crazy. But social. And, Bob? Yeah, that's quite the story about this. Broken taillights and the Nintendo is like totally destroyed. Wow. I guess we're lucky it wasn't the other way around. You'd get out of the fireball there. And, by the way, Bob, look at that. I didn't put your cavity on the meter, but I opened up one of those coils, and I can see why they say that those cans were receive only. It's mainly because they're using, instead of piston trimmers for a tuning capacitor inside, they're using a little air variable that probably might arc over if you put too many watts in it. So it worked. I would bet that would work fine on transit, but you might be limited to 10 or 30 watts or something like that. So they don't want to sell them as a transmit receive because, you know, people put 100 watts into them and it'll arc over and then it won't work right. So I've got some ideas to maybe see what I got and can make a couple extra homemade coils in there and they give them to you and you know you can swap in these other parts and make some use out of them. Maybe not as a bandpass filter as those are, but a notch filter or something like that.
Node 5, 8, 3, 4, 1, 0. Timeout.
Thanks for checking in, John. I'll tell you, we appreciate having you around, and glad to hear you. So, all right, moving on down the list here. Brad in the Sioux, KE8FJW, take it away and stand by, Mike.
Okay, UWTW returning. Yeah, so other than that, didn't have a whole lot more to say. So everybody have a great evening and a good day tomorrow, and we'll see what happens if I get in here next week. So, with that, 7-3, everyone. Good night, KEA.TW.
Thanks for checking in, Brad. We enjoy having you foreigners check in here every once in a while. So that's nice. Okay, last on our list, and then we'll do a quick standby. Mike, W8VPC, take it away. Yeah, I'm at control W8VPC. Yeah. Yeah, all the cars that I've had, except the last two, I think would crumple up. The first was a 69 Plymouth that you can reach everything in, under the hood. The last two cars, they're police interceptors. And what Ford does is they reinforce the back end to withstand
a 75-mile-an-hour rear-end collision. I don't want to find out if I can survive. There's a special roll bar brace that's in within the back of the last car, and then this one, the brace is under the rear seat, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, should have been in the trunk. So, yeah, well, you know you're in Canada when they have poutine on the menu. Yeah, and then the guy asked about the radios in the car. I says, I'm a ham operator, and he said, oh, yeah, there was a whole bunch of ham operators coming through the border a little while ago. And I said, yeah, there's a big convention in May, so you probably had all the hams from Canada coming over for it. So back to net control before I time out again. WAVPC.
Brad, very good. Quick question. Did you use a passport to get in or that expanded driver's license?
Yeah, enhanced driver's license works just fine. I pulled the license out, and I'm sure they had my information before I pulled up to the box, the booth.
Okay, I wasn't sure because we've been talking about going to Montreal on the train, and didn't want to have to go get a passport to do that. So anyway, thanks for the info. We appreciate it. And let's see, Mike, WAVPC, take it away, and then we will do a standby.
Oh, I get to do it again, huh? Yeah, well, the other thing, what was the other thing? Oh, I forgot. it had a transmission or whatever.
I got a question for Mike.
Oh.
Maybe you already said it and I missed it. Did you take the new bridge over to Canada or one of the older routes? And if you took the new one, how did you like it?
Yes, I took the new one. I haven't been over there since before COVID. And it's unique, let's just say. Quite a long trip from I-75 to the foot of the bridge. You drive on this side, you drive over the bridge, then you go through the toll booth, then you go through customs. In the other direction, you go through the toll booth, drive across the bridge, and go through customs.
What kind of toll did they hit you up for?
I think it was around $6.50 American.
Yikes. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, very good. Well, this is the Barb Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, W8REJ here. Is there anyone who would like to join the net before I close it? If so, come now with your call sign and your name. Slowly, please. Hi. Didn't get a thing there. You need to either crank up your power or move closer to your repeater. Okay, is there anyone that would like to join before we close?
I'll try it again. It's on the high power button. NHCN.
Oh, NHCN, very good. Where are you at?
I'm walking through my front yard, but I thought I had a better signal into the repeater than I did with DHT. So hopefully this fixes it. In the case that it's not, I'll keep it short. I joined a little late here, but good to hear about NHCN.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot for... checking in, and if you pump the power up there, that helped. Next time you hold that walkie-talkie up to your face and lift your left leg, and then point your right arm to south. Good. Yeah, and HCN, that makes me think of your dad, so there you go. Okay, this is Ben, the Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net, which is BARF, and I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 8:30, and everyone that checked in, we'd love to have you come back, so, and get your car story straight, will you? So we know who did what where. Okay. Alrighty. In addition to this net, we meet for the BARF breakfast the last Saturday of the month at the Platte River Inn in downtown Honor at 9 a.m. You walk in the front door, straight back, and before you hit the wall, turn left, and you'll see us. So there you go. Okay. That's it. I'm going to return the repeater to normal operation. The net is clear. W8REJ, 73 all, and God bless everybody that can hear my voice. I am clear.